بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. A very warm welcome to the enlightening waves of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the House of Ulema of Qom and has a deep insight on this particular topic. Well, we have been discussing about the responsibilities of a waiter towards the imam. We discussed knowing about imam is important. It's one of the responsibilities. Knowing how to wait for imam is important. And again, to cultivate love for imam is important. And after cultivating that love, you have to be obedient to imam. And it's not like imam says something and that is in contradiction with the sayings of Prophet and the sayings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Quran that obey me. Obey my prophet, the messenger, and also the ulul amr, that's the imams. So without any further ado, we'd like to know more about the responsibilities of the waiters.
Many people said, Allahumma ajil waliyika al-faraj. And of course, it's like for most of them, I would say, or for many of them, I would say, it's just another zikr on their tongues. It's just like, Allahumma ajil waliyika al-faraj. That's it. They don't even have the meaning in their mind when they are reciting. They're just Allahumma anjil waliyak al-faraj in the qunut because they got habituated to reciting this dua. Or example, Allahumma kulli waliyak al-hujjat ibn al-hassan ajil Allah ta'ala faraj sharif. So this dua as well, right? What we recite after our prayers, example, or in qunut of the second rak'ah of prayer. It became a habit. It's like just another word, what we don't have concentration towards. Example, like people who recite namaz, who recite prayer, they would recite without any attention. Their mind is at another place and they're just reciting namaz. Mm-hmm. And they don't even realize that they have finished their prayer. Example, yeah. So in that namaz itself, there's this dua as well, which is a kind of combination where a person, you know, when he prays for, actually one of the responsibilities is also worship, we're going to go to it. But one the responsibility, what we want to focus on in today's episode is piety, having taqwa. Okay, so people might be like, wattaqullah, okay? So have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be God-fearful, right? God-consciousness. Yeah. When we say wattaqullah, so when we say this Allah is with taqwa, right?
Yeah.
So then what we mean is, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of course means is be God-fearful. Like being in state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you always. Yeah. So, you know, this kind of...
And many of the scholars have suggested the very basic form of taqwa, the very first step of God consciousness is to perform what's obligatory and to avoid what is forbidden.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. This is the basic form. And it comes through obedience, you see?
Again, yeah.
Yep. You know, this chain, what I'm trying to say over here, having ma'rifah, having love, okay? When you have a very deep love towards your imam, you would try to obey him.
Yeah.
Right? Example, you have deep love towards something, to achieve something. I have to attain it. You would do it. Like, you would gain...
Obedience comes from love. Yeah. And that love comes from the knowledge of imam itself,
ma'rifah.
The ma'rifat itself.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So this is a kind of connection. Now we are going to another chain of responsibilities of the waiters, which is connected to the rest of the three. And that is piety. Yeah. So if we are properly obeying the imam of our time, then we are muttaqi, meaning we are having God-fearfulness, God-consciousness in the real meaning. Yes? So because we are obeying the imam, because we are having taqwa towards the imam, then we are also having taqwa towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well.
Indeed.
Why? Because the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path of the Holy Quran, the path of Prophet, the path of Imams alayhi salam, the holy infallibles, all of them, 14 of them, is only one path.
One same path. Yeah,
exactly. There's not like, oh, if you're obeying the imam, you are kind of like, you are on another path, and the
that
path of
again,
Imam Ali is different.
Reminds me of one of the verses of Quran. Let's talk about it after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, O Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Enlightening Waves of IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, where you get to know more and more about the Imam of your time. Well, Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with us, and we are trying to discuss the responsibilities of the awareers. You were saying that, you know, we were talking about obedience and then taqwa, and in this obedience, you pointed out one thing, that when you're being obedient to Imam, it's not like you're being against, you know, Prophet and Allah. So it's all one chain. It's all one obedience of Allah, ultimately.
Yes.
Also, there is one of the verses in Quran that says, we have provided you with one heart.
Mm-hmm.
Allah does not talk about any other part of the body that we have provided you with. Like, for example, one mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about one heart, because one heart contains one law. If a heart is a, say, for example, if a heart is a Husseini heart, it cannot be a Yazidi heart at the same time.
Definitely, yes.
So when we are loving the imams, and that definitely means you are loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely,
indeed.
Without a doubt. You know, few people also, like few scholars also said the taqwa towards the imam. Imam consciousness. This is something new, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that people might not
now, yeah.
think about it. Like, okay, taqwa of Allah is definitely So this is something new for us to hear, probably. Like, the taqwa towards imam, like imam consciousness. Actually, the few scholars state that, you know, having imam consciousness, meaning that you are always present in the eyes of the imam. And of course, we have number of narrations over here where the imams, there are narrations from Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, there are narrations from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, where they state that your deeds are presented to the Holy Prophet twice a day. Okay? The imam also says, your deeds are presented to me twice a day. So it's as if like the Prophet is seeing your deeds twice a day. The imam is also seeing your deeds twice a day. When someone is seeing your deeds twice a day, normally, of course, when we come to the concept of twice or thrice in the religion of Islam, at few places they say about kasra. Kasra means about the thing being a lot, okay? Someone who looks at your book of deeds twice a day is kind of considered a lot of thing. Like, oh, he's seeing your book of deeds morning and evening as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's going on? Yeah. So he's careful about you. He's there for you. He knows about you. And at another place, you are never hidden from our eyes. So over here, if we take this hadith into consideration, then we will definitely know that the imam is always having a constant watch.
Right.
And he is having a constant authority over us. Yes?
Yes. You remind me of one of the interesting questions asked by a student recently. I'll point that out after a short break.
Okay.
Dear listeners, stay tuned.
مهدينا في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with us. You discussed a very beautiful point while discussing taqwa today, while discussing piety, and that was like we should not only be God conscious, but there should also be Imam consciousness within yes. us. And there was this girl who asked a question a few days ago that I always try to offer prayers in first place, because they say like if you offer prayers in the first place, you're offering with Imam of the time.
Yes.
So yeah, and then other girls were like, we are confused. Shall we offer the prayers in the time which is in Iran or which is in Karachi or which is in some Arab country, because we don't know where Imam is. But then, yes, we discussed the same Imam consciousness kind yeah. of thing, that it's basically the Imam consciousness. Had Imam been here, mm-hmm. he would have definitely prayed in its first place.
In its first place, exactly. So what was the reply? This was the reply which was given to her. Like if Imam is in Karachi, if Imam is in Iraq.
No. The girls were getting confused.
Okay.
If we have to offer namaz in its first place mm-hmm. with Imam. Mm-hmm. We don't know which country Imam is in.
You know, the appropriate reply, is no matter where the Imam is going to pray in the first place itself, isn't it?
And No matter the country.
For him, everything is boundaryless, yeah, borderless. Like, he is everywhere, isn't it? And of course, there's a small story about Ayatollah Burjadi. During the time of Ayatollah Burjadi, he says that there was a mystic scholar, like I would say, in India, and few people go to test him. And they were like, okay, can you tell me about so-and-so person? He would say, tell me his name and his mother's name. And they were like, they tried a few people, and he said the exact location of those people. And then they were like, okay, let's think about the Imam. Let's talk about the Imam. Let's find out about our Imam, where he is. And they were like, okay. They said Mahdi, son of Fatima, salamullah alayhima. Then he was like, I don't know about this person. Then they were like, oh, actually his name is Muhammad, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So Muhammad, son of Narjis Khatun,
yeah.
salamullah alayhima. And he was like, he gets sweat, and he was like, who is this person? Because wherever I try to find him, he's always there. He's everywhere. So you see, like, you know, the Imam is always there with us, and he is always present, meaning his extreme divine authority. You okay. being an awaiter, you shouldn't be like, oh, the Imam is like, okay, he's going to reappear one simple day, one fine example. If I'm conscious towards him, I'm like, he's with me. He's with me right now, right over here, you see? So, of course, having this type of thought about the Imam is very good, I would say. Other than this, having this type of thought that my Imam is with me every time is more important. And unfortunately, people lag with this.
Yeah.
People don't have this taqwa of the Imam.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it's good. Of course, if someone has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a chain reaction, he's having the taqwa of the Prophet and all the Imams alayhi salam as well.
Unconsciously.
But consciously having, oh, my Imam is present with me right now, at this moment.
Watching
me, having complete authority over me. And he's there for me to solve my problems.
Yeah.
I can ask him anything. I can do tawassul, you see. Having this consciousness is something very much. And this consciousness will definitely connect us to the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Indeed.
Inshallah.
Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us God conscious. May He make us Prophet conscious. May He make us Imam conscious. And may He hasten the reappearance of our noble Imam. Dear listeners, until next time, keep praying for the reappearance of Imam. And we never know that before another program, Imam actually reappears, inshallah. So yeah, keep praying and prayers, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call upon me and I will answer. Yes, we have to keep praying, and that's all our hope. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.